Today's daf is Psachim Daf Yud Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Bela Basa Lazar and Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the first Mishnah in the Masechta, which is very much the topic of the first part of the Masechta, discussed the basic halach of Bdikas Chametz. The Mishnah said, Oir larba asar, boitkin es hachametz la'oir haner. After a daf and a half of discussion, the Gemara concluded that the word or means laila, and essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that it's the eve of the 14th day of Nisan, the eve of Erev Pesach, that there's a mitzvah de Rabbanon to do Bdikas Chametz using in the oir of a ner. Zok the Mishnah. On that note, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Boitkin, or Yudalit, there's a mitzvah to do bedikas chametz, or Yudalit, like the first Mishnah in the Masechta said, Ubi Yudalit Shachris, and then again, on the 14th day in the morning, Ubi Shas Habir, and then Tzimdritin Mol, you're supposed to do bedikas chametz at the time that you burn chametz. The chachamim said, no. Loi badak ar yudalit, yivdak biyudalit. If you didn't do bedikas chametz, leil yudalit, then you do bedika yudalit in the morning. Loi badak biyudalit, if you didn't do bedikas chametz on yudalit, yivdak betoich hamoed. Then you can even do bedikas chametz on yontif itself. Loi badak betoich hamoed, if you didn't do bedikas chametz on yontif, yivdak lach hamoed. You can even do bedikas chametz after Moed. So what exactly the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham Amar is going to be the first discussion in the Gemara. And then one, Maimer Hamuskar, Umashem Eshayer, after you do Bedikas Chametz, if there's any Chametz that you have left over, meaning Bedikas Chametz was done, Lekatchila, before this man of Isra Achilas Chametz. So you do Chametz the eve of Erev Pesach, you still had to eat Chametz the next morning, so you may have Chametz lying around. So what should you do with that Chametz? You should leave it on the side. Kedei Shelo Yehet Tzarech Bedika Achrav, because if you're not going to be careful to put it in a safe place, you may end up in a situation where you're going to have to do another bedika. What exactly that situation is? So the Gemara and Aftes Amad Beis gave three suggestions. Ayin Sham. Zok to Gemara. It sounds like from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that whereas the Chachamim hold mitzvahs bedikas chametz is something you have to do once, Rabbi Yehuda says you do it some meshtemol, some tzveitemol, and then you do it a third time. Boitkin or yudalid, ube yudalid shachris, ube shas habir, says the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say you have to do bedikas chametz three times? Zok the Gemara. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna tami travai. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna both said kineged sholoish hashpasay shabatayr. The reason the Chachamim were misaking bedikas chametz three times is kineged the three times the Torah says that you have to make sure you don't have chametz in your house. Number one, it says in the Torah, in no particular order, lo yira lecha chametz, v'lo yira lecha sa'ar. There's another pasuk that says, shivas yomim sar lo yimotzei bevateichem. And finally, ach b'yei marishin tashbisu sar mibateichem. Tashbisu, bal yira, bal yimotzei. So three times the Torah said, the idea of hashbasa. So it's connected the three times that the Torah spoke about hashbasa, that chazal were misakein, three times bedikas chametz. Masiv Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef asked the kasha on the way Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna understood Shita's Rav Yehuda. Meaning, the way Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna understood Rav Yehuda Shita is the way we explained Rav Yehuda Shita when we learned the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, you don't do bedikas chametz once, rather three times. Boitkin or Yudalid, ubi Yudalid Shachris, ubi Shas Habir. But Rav Yosef said that even though in the Mishnah, it certainly sounds a little bit like that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, but there's a brisa where it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is really saying something else. So what's this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shaloi badak b'shloisha brachim halalu. If somebody didn't do bedika during these three times, shuv einei boidik. At that point, there's no bedikas chametz anymore. Almost, Rabbi Yosef made a subtle dik in Rabbi Yehuda's nusach in this brisa, and that is b'mekan ve'elach with the pliki. That Rabbi Yehuda wasn't saying that you're supposed to do bedikas chametz three times. Rabbi Yehuda was saying was you're supposed to do bedikas chametz or larba'ah. So like the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Masechta, if you didn't do it then, do it in the morning. If you didn't do it then, do it at the time that you get rid of your chametz. But here's the punchline: once the shas habir passes, once you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, at that point it's over. At that point, you can't do bedikas chametz anymore. What he was saying was these are three times that you can do the bedika, but the emphasis of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is kol shaloi badak b'shloisha prakim alalu shuv einai baidik. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that you cannot do bedika after these three times. If you go back to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, so now the Chachamim in the Mishnah read very nicely. So what did the Chachamim say? Loi badak or yudalid yivdak biyudalid. Loi badak biyudalid yivdak b'teich hamoyed. Loi badak b'teich hamoyed yivdak l'ach hamoyed. The point is that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz does not end with this man of the Isser Achilas Chametz, but rather, even when it's also to eat Chametz, still there's going to be a Bedika. So again, we have a Machloikis Amayuram, what Rabbi Yehuda Sheet and the Mishnah is. Rabbi Chizr, Rabbi Ravun understood Rabbi Yehuda saying you have to do Bedika three times. Why three times? Kineged Sholish Hashpasi Shevetayr, Bal Yerah, Bal Yematz, and the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rabbi Yosef said that from this Bryce, it's a very subtle deal, but from this Bryce, I think Rabbi Yehuda is saying something else. Rabbi Yehuda is not saying you have to do Bedika three times. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can do Bedika three times. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that once that third time passes, once you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, at that point you can't do bedikas chametz. Marzutra masni hachi. Marzutra had a different nusach of what Rabbi Yosef's kasha was. That Rabbi Yosef didn't ask from the brisa that we just brought. He asked from a different brisa, which is a little less subtle, meaning it's a little more mafurish. Masav Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shaloi badak be'echad mishloisha prakim alalu shuvenei baidik. This is mafurish. Kol shaloi badak be'echad mishloisha prakim alalu. You're only supposed to do it during one of these three times. And the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda is that if you didn't do the bedika during one of these three times, at that point there's no mitzvah bedika anymore. Alma b'shuvenei baidik u'dapliken again. So what do you see from here? That the ikah chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that once there's a zman iser achilas chametz, at that point there's no mitzvah bedika, and it's regarding that point that the Chachamim argue, Elo, Rabbi Yehuda Nami im loy badak ka'amar, meaning what comes out is that Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that if you didn't do bedika early or dalit, then there's a mitzvah to do bedika in the morning, and only then, if you didn't do it in the morning, do you do it later during the zman bir. Okay, so the halacha b'halakim afli. So what is the hesber in the machlokes? So the Gemara says, Marsov amikam isur im masi isur loy. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a mitzvah to do bedika chametz before it's aser to eat chametz, but once it's aser to eat chametz, at that point, there's no mitzvah to do bedika anymore. Why? Gzeira doma asal meichemine. Because we're afraid that you may come to eat the chametz. Rabbanan savi loy gazrinon, and Rabbanan hold that we don't make this gzeiros. Just to pause for 1 minute, because this last line is going to be the topic of the entire daf. And that is, we have a Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda said, Boitkin or Yudalit ubi Yudalit Shachris ubi Shas Habir. And there was a Machlokes Amiram, what exactly Rabbi Yehuda meant. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Baravunum, Gedoyli Gedoyli Amirah, were both of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda was saying that Chazal were misakin to do Bedikas Chametz three times. We do it once, but Rabbi Yehuda Shita said Rav Chizda and Rabbi Baravunum is to do it three times. What's the methodology to the number three? Kineged Sholish Hashpasos Shebetayr. Chamim argue, the Chamim say, you don't do Bedikas Chametz three times, you only do Bedikas Chametz once. But Rav Yosef had a Braisa which was very not mashma that way. He had two Braises. One was a little not mashma that way. The second one was pretty mafurish. And that's not Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Rabbi Yehuda never said you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz three times. What Rabbi Yehuda was saying is you could only do Bedikas Chametz during those three times. But once that third time passes, once it's usher to eat Chametz, at that point you can't do Bedikas Chametz anymore. So if you missed out, fafalin. But at that point, there's nothing you can do. The Chachamim argue. And the Chachamim say that you could even do Bedikas Chametz once this man Isra Achiva started. If that's the case, so what is the hesber in the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda holds that once it's usher to eat chametz, don't search for chametz. That doesn't make a lot of sense, because what's going to happen? You're going to look for chametz, you're going to find it, and you may want to eat it. Once it's usher to eat chametz, you're supposed to stay as far away from the chametz as possible. I have a mitzvah, what could you do? So Rabbi Yehuda held that although the chazal were misaking a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, but that's only called kama, you're allowed to eat the chametz. Once there's an iser achilas chametz, at that point we don't want you going near the chametz. Chametz weren't worried about that. Chametz said, no, look for the chametz, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, get rid of it. For whatever reason, chazal v'masakin, bedikas chametz, it's something that you should still be sensitive to, even once it's usher to eat the chametz. Aren't you going to come eat it? You're not going to come to eat it. Which means, if you break down the machloikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim to its fundamental shaila, are we concerned that while you're looking for the chametz, bizman isra achilas chametz, you may come to eat it? Or are we not? Rabbi Yehuda clearly was concerned. The Chachamim clearly were not. The Gemara now is going to take this principle, the underlying hesber in the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, is going to apply it to other sugyas hashas. As a result, the rest of the daf is going to feel a little bit like a digression, but really what the Gemara is doing is focusing on the underlying principle that is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and applying it to other sugyas. The first sugya that the Gemara is going to apply it to is the halacha of Chadash. So we're all familiar with the basic concept of Chadash. Bizman Hazeh, it's a little controversial, but once upon a time it was very straightforward. It's Psukim in the Torah. Halacha is, one is not allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadash, from the new crops, until the Karban Omer was brought. The Karban Omer was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. It was brought on the first day, Chol HaMoed Pesach. As soon as the Karban Omer was brought, at that point you were allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadash. That's halacha that everybody knows. There's another halacha that's a little bit more obscure, that's discussed in Masechtas Menachos, and that is that not only was one not allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadash before the Karban Omer was brought, but you weren't even allowed to reap. You weren't even allowed to cut the Tfuah HaChadash before the Karban Omer was brought. However, there were certain caveats. Number one, if you did it with a shinoi, it was going to be okay. Number two, not all tefuah was ra'i to be brought as the Omer, which was the Karban Omer. If somebody wanted to cut tefuah that grew in a field that was not kosher to be used for the actual Karban Omer, that's something that wasn't going to be okay. You're never allowed to eat Tfuah HaChadash before the Karban Omer was brought. Doesn't matter what field it grows in. Doesn't matter if you cut it with a shinoi, kalachayad. Doesn't matter how you did it. But as it relates to cutting, that's a little more cooler. Even though cutting the Tfuah HaChadash is also an Issa Deiraisa. But in that Issa Deiraisa, based on Psukim, there's some carve-outs. There are some kulois. Number one, if you do it with a shinoi, it's okay. Number two, if you do it in a field that was not roy to be used for the Karban Omer, it's going to be okay as well. So what does that have to do with our sugya? Zakti Gemara. Migaz Rabbi Yehuda Damasi L'meichel Minel. Is that true? Rabbi Yehuda made such a gzera. Don't do bedikas chametz once it's us to eat chametz because we're afraid that if you're going to get too close to the chametz, you can end up eating. About tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Menachos. Tonight, Mishakarav HaOmer, when the Karban Omer was brought, Yoitzin Umoitzin Shuke Yerushalayim Shein Malayim Kemach V'Kali. Incredibly, after the Karban Omer was brought on Tezai and Nisan, you'd go outside. The stores were knocking. Whatever you wanted to buy, you can buy. There was kemach from the Tfuah HaChadash. There was kali, toasted grains. Everything was suddenly available, which is really a chiddush. How could it be available? You weren't allowed to go near this for the longest time. So how did it suddenly, mitamol, you have commercially produce products that you're able to buy. So the Mishnah says, it was Shalei Ben Tzayin Chacham and Devir HaMeir. May I say that's true? Chacham didn't approve. This is not approved by the Chacham, but it happened as a historical fact. But it was something that Chacham weren't okay with. Why weren't they okay with it? Because, you know, let us stop cutting tefuah. There's issues with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ber Tzayin Chachamim Hoyoyis. No, what they did was Ber Tzayin Chachamim. This was actually something that was okay. Now, what's the kasha? For Leika Gazer Rabbi Yehuda, Doma Asa Lameichel Mineh. L'chura, Rabbi Yehuda should have a problem. Forget the Karban Omer issues. Forget the fact that you're not allowed to cut tefuah. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you're not allowed to eat it, why are you allowed to handle with it? If you can't eat it, then you shouldn't be able to handle with it as a gzera. You may come to eat. Just like Rabbi Yehuda made the gzera, don't do it because chametz wants us also to eat the chametz because you may come to eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda should have made the same gzera. Don't go near the chadash because you're not allowed to eat it. Sok the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, you have to say, Shani chadash. Chadash is different. Mitoich shlo yitar toloy elal yidei kituv huzach. Because we just said that really, you're not allowed to cut the tefuah hachadash either in the ordinary way. So how did they do this? They must have done it with a shinoi. Oh, once they did it with a shinoi, so now you have already a reason to assume that people are going to chap, that this is not so simple, because why are you doing it with a shinoi? So the shinoi is going to act as a reminder, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried over here. Abaya told his Rabbi Rabbo, Tenech B'shas Ketifa, Tchin Var Kodama Yikil Meimer, when you cut the tefuah, there's an iser, must be you did it with a shinoi, so you have something to remind you that you're not supposed to eat it. But the Mishnah says that as soon as they brought the Karban Omer, you were able to buy product. There was kemach, there was kali. How did they grind the kemach? How did they sift the kemach? How do you get it to that point? What shinui was there over there? So the Gemara says, oh, kasha, maybe there was a shinui as well. Tchina b'rechai diyad. Instead of using your regular rechayim, maybe they used a hand rechayim. Harkoda al-gabi nafa. Instead of putting it in the sieve in the regular way, maybe they put it al-gabi nafa in the back of the sieve. Maybe they did it with a shinui as well. Meaning, it was prepared with a shinui. Because it was prepared with a shinui, so for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't geyser. But the Gemara has another question. Elo had the time we learned in another Mishnah, also Masechtas Menachos, same exact context. So we said that although it's true that you weren't allowed to even cut the Tfuah HaChadash before the Karban Omer was brought, but that's only from a field from which you were able to bring the Karban Omer. But if you had a field such as a Beis HaShlochim, that's a field that relies on irrigation of Sachtis Moy Cotton Dav Beis fame, or if it was something deep in a valley where again its tfuah wasn't roy to be used as a carbon oimer, so there the halacha is you were allowed to cut it before the tfuah hachadasha became mutter, before the carbon oimer was brought. Now, like Gaitchim, you just couldn't make a heap. Either way, that's a Mishnah Menachas. And if you learn Sachtis Menachas, the Vayan Aleph, says the Gemara, it's Mavur, the town of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Kasha? Why was Rabbi Yehuda not Goyzer over there? You have an example now of a field where you're allowed to cut the Tfuah without a Shinoi, which, by the way, the Tfuah is still Aser Ba'achila, and we're not concerned that you may come to eat it. So again, let's just clarify what the question is. What Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do Bedikas Chametz once it's Aser to eat the Chametz. Why not? He was concerned. Maybe you're going to come to eat it. You see, by Chadash, he wasn't worried. By Chadash, the Mitzias was that once the Karban Oimer was brought, the Shukei Yerushalayim were Maleim Kemach Vikali. How did they do it? They cut it with Shinuyim. They figured out a way to do it. And Rabbi Yehuda was okay with it. Rabbi Yehuda said it was Bertzayin Chachamim. How could it have been Bertzayin Chachamim? Why did Rabbi Yehuda make a Gzeirah and say, don't handle the Chadash, because if you're going to handle it, you're going to eat it. And ironically, as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda Bal Plukta was the one that had a problem with it. He said, Shaloi Bertzayin Chachamim Hayoisim. The Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and we know this from other sugis in Shas, Stam Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Yehuda is Rav Meir. So essentially, Rav Meir in our Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, didn't have a problem with it. He said, no, go and you can get rid of the chametz even after this Zman Achila. You may come to eat it. He wasn't going to. So we mamash have a stira, sayin Rabbi Yehuda, sayin the chacham. So the Gemara says, Olamar Abaya. So Abaya says, as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say, chadash badal minei, chametz le badal minei. There's a fundamental difference between chadash and between chametz. Chadash is something that people know is aser, right? You can't eat from the tefuah hachadasha for a good portion of the year. As a result, there's no concern that you're going to go ahead and eat the chadash. Chametz is loy badal minei. But chametz is something you eat the whole year. There's 1 week you don't eat chametz. But being that it's something that really the whole year you eat, so people are not used to not eating chametz. As a result, there's much more of a concern that you're going to come to eat it. So if Yehuda was geizer by chametz, why? Because loy badal minei. As opposed to chadash, which is something that's badal minei, over there it's not going to be an issue, right? We don't really appreciate the Issa Chadash as much as we probably should. Issa Chadash was like any other Issa. It's like food that's Machalas Asuras. So you're gonna eat Chazer because you're handling in Chazer? Not so mistaber, because it's something that people are badal minei. As opposed to chametz, which is loy badal minei, it's over there, Rabbi Yehuda made the gzeres. Oh my Rava commented, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanon, loy kasha. Said, Abaya, you're acting as if we only have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. What about the other kasha that we just mentioned a minute ago? What about the kasha, the Rabbanon? What's the kasha, the Rabbanon? In our Mishnah, the Chachamim say you could do bidikas chametz even after this man achila. Then I worry that you're going to come to eat the chametz. Yet, Rameir, again, Rabbanon Rameir, it's the same person, Rameir said that he was very disappointed with Shaloi B'tzayin Chachamim about the fact that the streets were Maleim Kemach V'Gali. Obviously, because he held it was a Gzeira. And by the way, in Svara, V'aloi Dvarim Kal V'Chaymer, who Mad Chametz, which we just said, there's a Svara to be Machmer. Because people are Loi B'dila Minei. Still, don't worry about it. You could do B'dikas Chametz even after this Man Achilo. Kal V'Chaymer, Chadash, you certainly should have this Halacha. Say, Ela Ma Rava. The Rava said like this. Rabbi Yehuda Le Kasha. This theory, Rabbi Yehuda is not a Kasha Kedushanina. Like Abaya said. Meaning Abaya's Teretz, Rava agreed to. This is an Abaya v'Rava d'Amri Travaya. The Rabbanon and the Rabbanon like Nami like Kash, and as it relates to the stira between the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon, it's also not a Kash and another major Yisoid. Who atzmoi mechazer all of the sarfai meichel ka'achel mine? Really, the Rabbanon were geisim. They were always geisim. Even things that people are bedila mine, such as chadash. Even then, Rav Meir was very, very machmer. Really, he had problems with it. In our mission, doesn't have a problem. He says, you know why? Because when you're looking for the chametz, why are you looking for it? You're looking for it with the intention to get rid of it. If I'm looking for something and I'm focused on destroying this thing, obliterating it, there's not a chashash I'm going to go ahead and eat it. Who atzmei mechazer all of the sarfai meichel ka'achol minei? And it's because of that svara, you don't have to worry. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. He said, the Rabbi Yehuda, ad the Rabbi Yehuda loy kash. Again, what was the steer, Rabbi Yehuda? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't do bedikas chametz after this man, Esra Achila, because he's afraid you're going to come to eat it. Yet by chadash, he said, it's fine, you're allowed to handle with the chadash. And you may come to eat it. So Rav Ashi said, no, it's different, because kemach v'kolitlan. What did the Mishnah say? Mishakara va'omer, yoitzim u'moitzim shuke Yerushalayim, shehim meleim kemach v'kali. What was there? There was flour, there were toasted grains. These are things that are not roi lachila. So because they're not roi lachila, so as a result, you don't have to worry that you're going to come to eat it. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Where Rav Ashi said is a bedusa. Bedusa means silly or something along those lines. But either way, obviously Rav Ashi is not really contributing anything, says the Gemara. Because hotenach mikali ve'elach. I understand, once the grains are toasted, you know, once you already turn the wheat into kemach, so at that point, it's not roi lachila, but ikara at koli mayikala meme. How'd you get to that point? You had to handle it then. So what about then, when you had the stalks of grain? Wasn't there a concern that you might eat v'chite ma'idei kito? So you're going to end up telling me what the Gemara said earlier. No, you did it with a shinoi, kedei rabba, elakotun beis hashlochen v'sheba amokim. But what about a beis hashlochen? What about food that you don't need to cut with a shinoi? What would be the halach over there? For you came to Rabbi Yehuda, we know that Mishnah that says you're allowed to cut that food without a shinoi is going to Rabbi Yehuda, what the Gemara said a few lines earlier. Essentially, Rabbi Ashi, he said a teretz, but Lamais, at the end of the day, we still have to come on to everything that we said previously, which is that there's a chilek between chametz and chadash simply because of bedilamineh and loy bedilamineh. So just to exhale for 1 second. Because the Gemara just said some major svaras. A little bit of cheshbin, a little bit of an analysis on a sugi that we're really not learning now. Mesachtes Menachos related to the Karban Omer. But two major yesoides. We have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in our Mishnah. Machloikis Amayram, what the machloikis is. But the discussion of the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yosef's understanding in the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And that is, if a person missed this man of Bedikas Chametz. He didn't do it Arlar Basa, he didn't do it in the morning, he didn't even do it at the time that he was supposed to burn the Chametz. It's Mishay Shoy Solomayla. At this point, you're Zichr not allowed to eat Chametz anymore. Is it okay to do Bedikas Chametz? Do I have a mitzvah to do Bedikas Chametz? Or does it expire with this man Achila? Rabbi Yehuda said, once it's Asav Achila, at that point there's no Bedikas Chametz anymore. The Chachamim said, no, even after this man Achila, still there's a mitzvah to do Bedikas Chametz. But my Kamiflegi, Rabbi Yehuda was Goyzer Dilma Asal Meichel Mineh. And the Rabbanu would not go as a Dilma Asal Meichel Mineh. Rabbi Yehuda was concerned, if you're going to do Bedikas Chametz at a time that you're not allowed to eat the Chametz, you may eat it. Don't handle something that you're not allowed to eat. Don't look for Chametz at a time that you're not allowed to eat the Chametz. This is the Gzera he was worried about. The Rabbanu, which the Gemara said is really Rav Meir, held, no, there's no reason to make such a Gzera. And the Gemara said that, although this is a Gishmaka Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, the problem is we have another Mishnah, Mesechtes Menachos, Mimerchak Tavi Lachmai, pun intended. And over there, we have again a Machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, where they happen to say Faker. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda seem to be taking the opposite positions. The case over there was handling Chadosh. Are you allowed to handle Chadosh before the Karban Omer was brought, before you're allowed to eat the Chadosh? Rav Yehuda said, yeah. And Rav Meir said, not. Rav Yehuda is not Goyzer, Rav Meir, the Chama, what Goyzer? Kashid Rav Meir, Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon. And the Maskana, what comes out from a discussion between Rabba and Abaya and Rava and Ravashi, is two svaras. Rav Yehuda was mechalik between Chametz and Chadosh. Rav Yehuda was machmer by Chametz, he was mekel by Chadosh. You know why? Chadosh is machalos asuris. People don't eat Chadosh. Being that people don't eat Chadosh, we're not so worried about you handling Chadosh. Chametz? People eat Chametz the whole year. As a result, we're more concerned. What about the Rabbanon? In Svara, it should be just the opposite. Now that we explained Rabbi Yehuda, so l'chayra, v'aloidvarim kalvachayim. The Torah says the Rabbanon really always made the gzer. The Rabbanon, they didn't get involved in all these different svaras. Bedili, loy bedili. Rabbanon were very, very machmer. They took a very strong approach when it came to gzeres. Aye, how come in our mission they weren't? Because it's a very specific reason. The reason is, who atzmai mechazer olav l'sarfa? You're being busy trying to get rid of this thing. Mechel ka'achel mine, is there a svara to say that you're going to eat it? So again, two svaras. One to be miyashiv Rabbi Yehuda, one to be miyashiv Rabbi Meir. The svara to miyashiv Rabbi Yehuda is that we're more machmer when it comes to handling something that you're usually accustomed to eating. According to Rav Meir, the svara is that we're not concerned that you may come to eat something you're not allowed to eat if you're in the process, your focus is right now to get rid of that thing that you're not supposed to eat. Zok de gemar. V'chalecha de loy bado minei. Mi gazer Rabbi Yehuda. So we're coming out that Rabbi Yehuda sometimes made the gzera, sometimes Rabbi Yehuda didn't make the gzera. In the event that it's something that people are loy bado minei, such as chametz, the whole year you're busy with it, Rabbi Yehuda was very machmer. Something like chadash, the people know to be distanced from, over there he didn't make the gzera. Feit de gemar v'atran. We learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechta Shabbos, like Yikiv Adam Shvei Ferish al Beitza. V'yimalenu shemen v'yitnenu b'tzad haner b'shvil shetehe mina tefes v'afilu yishol cheres. So the case over there is where somebody has a candle that's burning on Shabbos, and he created a reservoir, meaning like some backup of oil. So like this, the candle's going to be able to continue to burn. So he took an egg, he cut a little hole in it, he put shemen, and he has a slow drip that's going into his ner, and like this, there's always enough oil for it to be able to burn. So the Chachamim said, you can't do this on Shabbos. Stay away from this on Shabbos. The reason Chachamim said you can't do it on Shabbos is because they were afraid you may take a little bit of oil from the cheres, and if you're going to take oil from this egg, you're going to end up with problems. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried that you're going to take the oil. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yehuda is dafka the one that should be machmer, because to take oil is something that you do the whole year. So it's something you always do. Pum Shabbos, you don't do it. So it's something that people are really like bedilimine. Your instincts don't tell you not to do it. Your instincts tell you to do it. So just like chametz, which is aser, but being that it's usually it's not aser, Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, and he said, don't do it because chametz wants us also to eat the chametz. So to over here, he should say, stay away, don't use this oil, because you may end up taking the oil on Shabbos. So the Gemara says you have to say another svar. Over there we're dealing with Shabbos. Shabbos is so chamer. And because Shabbos is so chamer, so people are going to know to stay away from it. So even though it's something that people are usually not bedili mine, but because it's Shabbos, it's so chamer, so people know to be bedili mine. So two things. Number one, chametz is also very chamer, right? It's karis. But still, I guess Shabbos is more chamer. Number two, this is another example where you find that because it's more chamer, it ends up being more kuludik. Sometimes something that's more chamer is actually more kuludik. Sometimes chazal were more machmer by the rabbanans. Chachamim also chizak l'devreim yoysim mishal taira. Because it's something that people inherently know to be machmer on, chamim didn't always feel that they have to get involved and to make a chamer. But the bottom line is that the reason Rabbi Yehuda was makel, even though technically it's something that people are loy b'dilamine, is because it's so chamer. Oh, it's so chamer, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not so worried. As a result, you could be makel. So, the Gemara v'rami, the Shabbos ha-Shabbos. Now that last Mishnah was also a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, don't use this reservoir of oil. Rabbi Yehuda said, you are allowed to. Now, we discussed Rabbi Yehuda, we didn't discuss the Chachamim. Rashi, incidentally, discusses the Chachamim. But if you think about it, the Chachamim's not fair. Chachamim is l'shita sai. What's the Chachamim shita? Okay, who's the Chachamim in today's daf? It's Yehuda's Bal Plokta, it's Rameir. So it's all the same Chacham. So who is the Chachamim? The Chachamim is Rameir. What did Rameir say? He said that don't use the oil. Why don't use the oil? He made a Gzeirah. That's very good. Chachamim Shita is you always make a Gzeirah. When don't you make a Gzeirah? Only in our Mishnah. Why? Because of a special Svarah. Who Atzmei Mechazer, all of the Sarfa, Mechel, Ka'achim. But other than that, you really always make a Gzeirah. So it's Ma'od Matim. It's beautiful. It's Lashita Sayu. The Chachamim is very good. The Kiddush was Rabbi Yehuda. Based on the Chilik that we said, Abai V'Rabbis Chilik in Rabbi Yehuda, it didn't seem to work out. But Zokta Gemara, so it comes out as it relates to Shabbos, something such as Shemen, Chachamim were Machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda was Mechel, Chachamim were Machmer, Lashita Sayu. Rabbi Yehuda was Mechel, because it's Shabbos, so it becomes like Chadosh, which is Bedilamine. Faith the Gemara, we have a stir. Rami, the Shabbos of Shabbos. Tanya, we learned in a braise, so Chevel, Delisha, Nifsak, the rope of a basket that snapped. Lo Yehei Koishoi. So you're not allowed to tie it together with a kesher, because you're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos. Elo Einvoi, if you want, you can make a boat. Rabbi Yehuda says, Koirachal of Punda, Oi Psikya. Ubavach lo Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to make a boat. What you could do is, you can take a beged of some sorts, and using a beged, you can tie the two sides together. But to make a bow is something that you're not allowed to do. Now, what does it sound a little bit like? It sounds like Chachamim say you can make a bow, because they weren't concerned that if we allow you to make a bow, you're going to make a kasher. Rabbi Yehuda said you can make a bow. Sounds like because he made a gzeira. If we're going to allow you to make a bow, you may end up making a kasher. So the Chachamim are more makel, the Shabbos, as it relates to a gzeira, and Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer, which is the antithesis of what we had in the previous Mishnah of La Yikavad Mishvei Ferish Al Beitz Via Malena Shabbos. Now it's very different. It's very different. Here, it's a question: can I do something because maybe we should be concerned that if I do this, I'll do something else? In the previous Mishnah, we're talking about the shemen right here. Do we have to be concerned that my knee-jerk reaction is going to be to go ahead and take the shemen? My knee-jerk reaction will be to eat the chametz while I'm looking for it. The knee-jerk reaction will be to eat the chadash while I'm preparing it. So it's a little different. But the bottom line is, that's the Gemara's kasha. Kasha W.W. Who the kasha Rabbanon ad Rabbanon? Is the Rabbanon ad Rabbanon? Loi kasha, shemen b'shemen, michlef aniva b'kshir, loi michlef. Maybe the Gemara means what we just said. There's a concern that you're going to take shemen. there's no concern that if we allow you to make a bow, you're going to make a knot. Meaning, it's not a steer in the Rabbanon. The Gemara is like trying to say, oh, here the Rabbanon are very machmer when it comes to Xeris on Shabbos. Here they're very makel. No, they're not. They're not very machmer, they're not very makel. This is Xeris they were worried about. This is Xeris they weren't worried about. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Lake Kasha, as it relates to the steer, Rabbi Yehuda is also not a Kasha. Time, Rabbi Yehuda, Lam Yisham, the Gazar, and Nivah, the Kshiru. Because the reason Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to make the bow in that previous Gemara is not because he was Gazar and Nivah. It's nothing to do with Xeris. Rabbi Yehuda is not so geyser when it comes to Shabbos, because mishum chumrat de Shabbos mivdol b'di lamina. What is this? This is a Rabbi Yehuda shita that we've seen so many times, underrated. Elam mishum de kasavra anifa gufa kshiri. Rabbi Yehuda shita is that making a bow is the equivalent to making a knot. As a result, it's not something you're allowed to do. But the Gemara is another kasha. V'rami rabbanon ad rabbanon. We have another stira. This is a stira between the rabbanon. So again, what the rabbanon say in the previous brisa? You have to follow the paper trail. In the previous brisa, the rabbanon said that if you have the rope of a basket that snapped, lo yehei kosher, you can't make a knot. Elo oinvoy, however, you can make a bow, which was the Gemara's way of saying that the Rabbanon were not so machmer. They allow you to make a bow. There's no gzera that if we let you make a bow, you're going to end up making a knot. Rabbi Yehuda said you can't make a bow, which the Gemara clarified, that's only Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas in Hilcha Shabbos, that adniv and kshir is really the same thing. But the Gemara, as it relates to the Rabbanon, we're not worried that if we allow you to make a bow, you're going to make a knot. Make a bow, gesuntahe. That man, how does it stem with another Mishnah Masech de Shabbos? Koishrindli, bipsikyo. So here we're talking about not the rope of the basket that's snapped, but over here, this dli, this basket was attached to the well, and it came off, and you want to tie it back together. So the Mishnah says, you can use a beggar, avaloi bechevel, you're not allowed to use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda mater, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to use a rope. So the Gemara says, chevel d'mai, what kind of rope are we talking about? Chevel d'almo, are we talking about a regular, good old-fashioned rope? Rabbi Yehuda mater, how would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to tie a rope? Kesher shel kayama, that sounds like a regular kesher shel kayama. There's no reason you should be allowed to do that. Nevadei osi leftulei. What would make it a kesher shel kayama? Because you're probably going to leave it there for a long time. So as a result, that can't be okay. Elo pshita the gardi. We're talking about using something that's not a kesher shel kayama. This rope is not your conventional rope. It must be the rope that the weavers used to use. It's something expensive. You're not leaving it there. As a result, it's a kesher she'eino shel kayama. So what's the bottom line? The chachamim amachmer. Koshrin d'li b'psikyo. Avoloi bechevel. Rabbanon, meaning, because Rabbanon chevel the gaudi, other chevel the amma. Rabbanon, we're worried that if we're going to allow you to use this weaver's rope, you can end up using a regular rope. They made a gzera. In chevel, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, didn't make the gzera, but we're focusing on the Rabbanon. So what do you see from here? That a steer in the Rabbanon, again, it's not mamish ahead on steer, like the Gemara is going to say in a second. But we're dealing with the Rabbanon worried, were they not worried? It's even a very similar context. You're dealing with tying a rope. In the previous Braisa, where the Cheveldli was Nifsak, we allow you to make a bow. And we're not worried that the making the bow is going to lead to making a knot. But when it comes to using the rope of a weaver as a knot, which is not a problem because it's a kesher she'eino shel kayama, did the Rabbanon say, no, but if you're going to use this type of rope, you're going to make the other type of rope. So are we worried or are we not worried? Are we worried that Niva Atu Kshira? Are we not worried about using the Chevel of the Gardi Atu, the Chevel of the Alma? So what's the Gemara's Teretz? Very simple. Chevel the Alma in Chevel bechevel Michlif. And even the Kshira like Michlif. Again, it's two different Gzeiras. I mean, you can't say, oh, here the Rabbanon are Machmeh, here the Mekel. No, each Gzeira has to be viewed individually. And as it relates to the individual Gzeiras, they're one, the Chama were Machmer, and the other, the Chama were not Machmer. So again, just to exhale again for a second, because the Gemara goes from one topic to another topic, all me'inyan le'inyan very much by Isinyan. So we have a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, also known as Rabbi Meir, as it relates to the scope and the hashkafa of Chazal as it related to making gzeiros. Again, we're literally using very broad strokes to apply different sugyas in terms of how liberal or how machmer Chazal were when it came to making gzeiros. And what we have up until this point is that the Chachamim Shita is, Chachamim always made gzeiros. Chachamim, oh, they felt medach machin gzeiros. The only time the Chachamim make gzeiros is if the particulars just didn't warrant it, they weren't worried that you're going to make a mistake between an Aniva and a Kshira. Okay, obviously there's nothing to make a gzeira about, then there's no reason to make a gzeira. Or a special svara, the Gemara said by Bedikas Chometz, where you have hu atzmei mechazu olav l'sarfei mechal ka'ocha minei. Rabbi Yehuda, however, it sounds like was more worried when it comes to gzeiras. He was more worried when it comes to gzeiras. However, he was only more worried if it's something that people are loy bedili minei. It's something that people usually get involved in. So, for example, chametz, which people eat the whole year, so over there, Yehuda said you have to be very, very machmer. If it's something that people are bedilim in, then he wasn't machmer. So that's the Bach HaBakuk for Midan Alachas as it relates to Rabbi Yehuda. Up until this point, we have one caveat, there's one carve-out. What's the carve-out? Shabbos, which is so chomer, there Rabbi Yehuda's mekel in his gzeirois, even though it's something that's loy bedilim mineh, simply because of the chomer de Shabbos. Zoktomar, chalecha de balde mineh, loy gazer Rabbi Yehuda. So, half of the equation of Rabbi Yehuda is that if it's something that people are badal mineh, such as chadosh, loy gazer Rabbi Yehuda. Freik de gemar, but now we learn to the Mishnah, mesechtes b'chayrois, b'char sh'ach saydam, a b'char, an animal, that needs hakazas dam, because otherwise, we're afraid that it may die. Afilu hu meis. Even if we think it's going to die, ein makizan lo yedam. You can't do akaza sadam. The reason is, you're not allowed to be matal mum bekachem. And Chazal were worried that if you're going to be makiz dam on the bechar, you may come to be matal mum. Hakazas dam, by definition, is not necessarily considered hatolas mum. It's more of a gzeir. If you're going to do a regular akazas dam, then you could do akazas dam in a way that's going to result in a mum. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? There's no akazas dam. The Chachamim Oimrim, and the Chachamim said, Yakis, you are allowed to be makiz dam. Ubilvad shelo yatol boimum. You just have to be careful not to make a mum. So in this Mishnah, the Chachamim HaMekel, you could be Makas Dam. Rita says your animal has to die. I don't care. You can't do Akazas Dam. Why? Because of Gzera. What's the Gzera? You may be Matal Mum. Now, people know not to be Matal Mum Bekachim. This is something that people are bedilim in, and still Rabbi Yehuda made Gzera. How does it stem with this Rabbi Yehuda that we have in today's daf? That where it's like bedilim in, Rabbi Yehuda's Machman when it comes to Gzeras. But it's bedilim in, is Mekel. This is a situation where people are bedilim in, people know not to be Makas Dam Bekachim, and still Rabbi Yehuda has a problem with it. Zakti Gemara, Hasam, Itoichsha Adam Balal, Mamaynai, Amrinan. Over here, it's different because this person is about to lose a very valuable asset. The Kayan is going to lose his Bechar. And we say, Ishara Slave, and Makam. Here we're afraid to be mekel because if we're going to allow the person to be makas dam in a way that it's not be matal mum, here we're afraid that the person may end up doing the same thing, even where it's going to be a mum. Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon hold? Why didn't they make this gzeir? They weren't worried about adam ba'olam amayne kolshkin to eat loisharis leiklal asi lameva. Rabbanon said just the opposite. Adam ba'olam amayne, you have to let the person do more, not allow the person to do more. But either way, another carve-out, another caveat on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that even though Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of the sugya, seemed to just lay it out, that if it's something that people are bedilimine, then we could be mekel. If it's loy bedilimine, we could be machmer. But really, we see that it's not always the case. Shabbos is a situation where people are loy bedilimine, yet we're mekel. And here you have a case of akazas dam by a behemoth kachim, where people are bedilimine, and yet we're machmer. What's the reason that we're machmer? Because adam ba'al amamayna. You can't be mekel when it comes to money-related things because people are going to take a little kula and they're going to run with it. But another gemara, one final gemara. Mi amrina l'Rabbi Yehuda adam ba'al amamayna. Literally, this is one gemara leads to the next, which leads to the next. Is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds of a svara of adam ba'al amamayna? And because of that, we have to be machmer v'tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Masechta Beir. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mikadrin habehema b'yantif." You're not allowed to comb a behema on yantif. So this is a very, very dirty animal, and it's in pain. And you know, ordinarily, you would comb out the dirt and make the animal more comfortable. So the mission says, you're not allowed to do this on Yontif. Because we're afraid that by combing it, you can end up causing it to bleed, and that's a malach. Avon mekartzefin. But if you want to be mekartzefin, that you can do. That's a different type of combing. Tomorrow we'll explain. No mekadrin. Tanya ezo kidur ezo kertzov. What's the difference between kidur and kertzov? Kidur ketanim has very thin bristles. The oisin chabura, as a result, it makes the chabura. Kartzov gedoilim is thicker than ein oisin chabura. And as a result, it doesn't make a chabura. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't mekadrin abehema beyontif, because that's going to make a chabura. But if you use a thicker comb, mekartzefim, that's something you can do. Why? Because over there it's not a problem. Shouldn't you make a gzeira? The Chachamim said, don't use either one. Obviously because of the gzeira. Here Rabbi Yehuda is not making a gzeira. What's the problem? The problem is that this is a situation where adam ba'al amamayinai, and based on this last principle in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, if it's adam ba'al amamayinai, it should be an issue. So the Gemara says, Hasam di shavik le mayis amrinan adam ba'al amamayinai. Oh,
You don't always apply Adon Baal Am Amayne. When do you say Adon Baal Am Amayne? That's if a person stands to lose everything. Right, what's the classic example of Adon Baal Am Amayne in Shas? Perek Kol Kisvei. If there's a fire in someone's house, Rechmana Letzlan, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to start saving everything. There are only certain things you're allowed to save. Why? Because I was worried that if Adon Baal Am Amayne, if you're going to get involved in saving things, you're going to end up extinguishing the fire. That's not something you're allowed to do. Adon Baal Am Amayne, your house is burning. But over here, when the animal is dying, yeah, Adon Baal Am Amayne. But Hacha, in this Mishnah Masechtes Beis Shavik Le, Tzair Ba'almohu, all it is Tzair. There's no real Adon Baal Am Amayne over here. And as a result, Ayam Rinan, Adon Baal Am Amayne. It says, true, Rabbi Yehuda holds Adon Baal Am Amayne, but again, we're splitting hairs. Sometimes he's Adon Baal Am Amayne, sometimes he's not Adon Baal Am Amayne. Zok the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Gabe Chometz de Gazar, U Maishna Gabe Kartzov de Loi Gazar. Meaning, we just explained why Rabbi Yehuda didn't make the Gzeira of Ein Mekartzefin out of Adon Baal Am Amayne. But now the Gemara asks a different question. Shouldn't we make the Gzeira out the fact that people do this the whole year? Chametz is Lebedila Mine, and as a result, we made a Gzeira. So forget the Adon Baal Am Amayne component. We should make a Gzeira for a different reason. We should make a Gzeira simply because of the fact that this is something that people are involved in the whole year. So what are you going to tell me? That Chumrah de Shabbos. This is Yontif, it's not Shabbos. So because it's Yontif, you don't have the Sfar of Chumrah de Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you have to say again, Lechem b'lechem michlev, kidu b'kartzef lei michlev. Again, we're saying little Sfaris. But there must be that bread, you eat the whole year. You eat bread the whole year. There's a concern. You may come to eat bread on Pesach. Therefore, don't do B'dikas Chametz after the Zman Yisra Achilo. As it relates to, however, using one comb versus the other comb, yeah, we're not allowing you to use the comb you're not allowed to use. What's the concern? If you let me use this one, I may come to use that one. That's a different type of gzeira. That's a different type of psychoanalysis. That's not something we're worried about. Chazal, when they made gzeiras, they had a kriech into the psychology of a person. So lechem alechem, that's something they were worried about. Michlev, but kidu b'kartzef, that's not something they were worried about. And as a result, loy michlev. So again, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Once this man Israel Chilas Chometz starts, Erev Pesach, am I allowed to do B'dika or am I not allowed to do B'dika? According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not allowed to do B'dika. According to the Chachamim, a.k.a. Rav Meir, I am allowed to do B'dika. What's the Hezber and the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda's worried that if you're going to do B'dika, you're going to pick up the bagel, you may eat it. The Rav Meir says, I'm not worried about that. Then the Gemara got from there into a whole discussion in terms of understanding the Hashkafa from a very high level, 20,000 feet, in terms of making Zeres and not making Zeres. And what emerges that the Chachamim Shita is that for the most part, we make Zeres. Chachamim made Zeres. Chametz, ironically, is an exception to the rule. Our sugya, because there's a svar. Who asks my mechazer all of the svar for? Meichel ka'achol minei bitmiya. There's no concern that you're going to go ahead and eat it. In Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. There's certain times Chazal made gzeiras. There's certain times that Chazal did not make gzeiras. If it's something that people are ordinarily badal minei, we don't have to make gzeiras. If it's something such as chametz, where people are loy badal minei, you do have to make gzeiras. Stating that, two exceptions to the rule. There's a case where people are loy badal minei, where Chazal felt they didn't have to make the gzeira. Shabbos, Mishum Chumrah de Shabbos. And then there's a situation where people are Badal Minei, Chazal felt they had to make Gzeira, held Rabbi Yehuda, and that's because there's a Svara of Adon Baal Am Amayne. Incidentally, we know whenever there's a Machlokes in Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, who do we paskin like? Klali Ashas. Erevim Mevav Amibes, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But there's one exception to the rule. Halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeirosof. When it comes to gzeiros, the halacha is like Rav Meir. I mean, this is exhibit A for this. You have a whole daf of trying to understand hashkafically and halachically gzeiros, and it's a machlokes in Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why, if you look at all these halachas, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass them like Rav Meir in every single one of these halachas. We pass them like the Chachamim. The reason is because halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeirosof, even though usually we don't pass them like Rav Meir, Erevin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Chazal couldn't understand Rav Meir, and as a result, we never pass them like Rav Meir, precisely because he was so great. That's why the halacha not like him. But when it comes to Xeris, over there, it's going to be different exhales. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So the fundamental principle of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda was, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to do B'dikas Chametz once it's awesome to eat Chametz. And the reason is, because he was worried that if you're going to do B'dikas Chametz, you may come to eat the Chametz. Ah, you're allowed to handle Chadash. You're allowed to get involved in other things that are us. No, chametz is different. Chametz is something you eat. You always eat it. Boom, now you're not. As a result, there's a concern that you may, by mistake, eat it. And it's for that reason, Chazal said that once it's us to eat chametz, at that point, there's no mitzvah of bedikas chametz anymore. We've mentioned many times throughout the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos why Chazal were Mesakim Vedikas Chametz. Midai Raisa, even though the Sholosh Hashposos that I mentioned in the Torah, Tashpisu, Bayura, Bayumatze, Midai Raisa, you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. The reason is because a Yid always does Bittul Chametz. You say Kol Chamir V'Chamir. That's something that you have to do. And once you do Bittul Chametz, you're out of the woods. You don't have to worry about Achbiyah Marish and Tashpisu. There's no problem anymore of Shivas Yom Soleil Matzav Lotechem. There's no problem anymore of Bayura. The whole issue of Tashbisu, Bayra, Bayimatzah is addressed when you do Bittul Chametz. So why then do you do Bidika? Rashi said, because Chazal were worried, they were a little paranoid, they were a little insecure, that maybe you're not going to do a proper Bittul. It's only the Rabbah, it's not Midei Raisa. But the Chazal were worried, and because they were worried, they said, do Bidika Chametz anyways. Taisa, however, said a different reason. V'nir Luri. The Alpha Gaf Pesagdi Bittul Ba'alma, Hechmiru Chachomim Livdei Chametz Ulevaroi, why? Because Chazal were worried that if you're going to have Chametz in your house on Pesach, what happens if you bump into your Chametz on Pesach? You may go ahead and eat it. If you eat it, that's a big problem. So, Kedei, to prevent a person from eating Chametz on Pesach, that's. So, according to Rashi, why do you do B'dikas Chametz? It's out Ba'yura, Ba'yimatze Tashbisu. According to Tosfos, why do you do B'dikas Chametz? Because we're concerned that you may come to eat it. Zok Tosfos. You can ask me an obvious question. All of a sudden now, when it comes to Chametz, Chazal made such a takana. If Chazal were worried that if you have food that you're not allowed to eat in your house, you may come to eat it. So why is it okay to have non-kosher food in your house on Shabbos? I mean, in general. A person's allowed to have non-kosher food in his house. It's not an osser. It's okay. If you're fleishiks, you can have milchiks in your house, right? There's no such isser. First, let's have Arlo in his house. You can have Tevel in your house. You just can't eat it. So why is it all of a sudden Chazal was so machmer? They said, you know, I was so afraid that you're going to see the food and you're going to end up eating it. As a result, there's a mitzvah called Bedikas Chametz. You have to make sure that you don't have it. Zog Toises. V'atam shechmiru kan tvemi b'shari suri. I know this is the first Toises in Masechtas Pesachim. Shlo yitzri chulavara mishum de chametz muta b'chol hashana. The reason is because chametz is muta to eat the whole year. V'loi neserak b'pesach. And it's only on Pesach that it's aser. V'loi bed and people don't know to distance themselves from chametz. Today's daf. The whole daf today is the reason, says Tosfos, that Chazal and Machmer, they said do bedikas chametz when it comes to chametz, as opposed to, again, our daf was discussing doing bedikas chametz after this manis rachila. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. But in terms of the basic premise of why we have a mitzvah called bedikas chametz, it's based on Rabbi Yehuda's shita in today's daf. The svara that underlines Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that is because there was a concern, being that people are loy bedilimine, they may end up eating it. But then Tosfos says another reason. Says Tosfos va'oid, another reason, ishani chametz shechmira by Torah laver bebayira bayimatzah. You see, the Torah itself was so machmer when it comes to chametz. The Torah said there's inis abayira, there's inis abayimatzah, and as a result, echmiru chachamim lived a gulavara. And it's for that reason Chazal said you should be machmer, that even if you were mevatel it, still you should do a bedika. Meaning, says Tosfos, another reason maybe why Chazal were more machmer when it comes to chametz than they are in other Yisrael Torah is because they took the lead of the Torah. The Torah did the same thing. The Torah didn't just say, don't eat chametz. The Torah said, you can't have chametz in your house. Also, if the Torah already said, Ba'yura, Ba'yimatzei Tashbisu, so really all Chazal were doing is they were just being marchiv on what the Torah said. So that here, I'm going to double down, and we're going to say that even if you address the Torah's issue by Bittul Chametz, but still, we should take it a step further, you should do a Bedika. The Ran, in a very, very long piece, we quoted some of it in the beginning of the Masechta, but in a very, very long shtick in the beginning of Masechta's Pesachim, brings Tosfos two explanations for why Bedikas Chametz, Shema Yavoi La'oichloi, but more so by Chametz than in other area of Halacha. But he explains Tosfos' Teretz with one knech. Tosfos again gave two reasons why Chazal said Bedikas Chametz. Number one, because people don't know to distance themselves from Chametz. Today's daf. Number two, Torah did the same thing. Torah said Ba'yura Ba'yimatze. Zok the Ran the Efsher Oid Shemipnei Tam Zehechmira HaTorah Ba'Lavar Olav Ba'yura Ba'yimatze. The Ran says, you know what Tosfos is saying? What Tosfos is saying is, why is there an Isser Ba'yura Ba'yimatze? What's Pashup Shah? Why is there an Isser of Ba'yura Ba'yimatze? The reason there's an Isser Ba'yura Ba'yimatze, says the Ran, Tosfos was saying, is because you're not allowed to eat chametz. Usually you think that chametz has two isurim. You're not allowed to eat chametz, and you're not allowed to have chametz. Why can't you eat chametz? I don't know. Why can't you have chametz? be Mayan in the Nachlas Binyamin and the Sefer and Mitzvahs. We'll try to understand a little bit why you're not allowed to have chametz. But it's two independent Yisurim. Zach, you're right. You know what Taisa is saying? The Isur Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzi is a Gzerah. It's a Gzerah that you may come to eat the chametz. So you see, Chazal were worried about such a Gzerah. The Torah made such a Gzerah. So if the Torah made such a Gzerah, makes sense Chazal should double down on it and say that even after you were Mevatel, where you addressed the Isur Midei Raisa, but still Midei Rabbanah you're going to have to. So what comes out from here is that you're so Naira in time of the Kra, literally. In being Dairish, Pashup Shad and Apasik. What's the Isser Bayura Bayumatse says the Ran the Efsher Oid Shemipne Tamza Hechmira Tira Laver Olav the Bayura Bayumatse? What's the reason? Because Chametz is very Chamer, and because Chametz is very Chamer, and people are like Bedilimine, so it's for that reason there's going to be an Isser to eat Chametz. The Chasam Sofer, in his Tiras Moshe and Parish's Broy, brings something that he heard b'shem his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler's Zatzal. He said, Rav Nosson Adler said that based on this Tosfos, this Ran that we just explained, Ayin Shom, a little bit more, but Arichos, we'll do the abridged version. He says, you can understand Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Matzo Yisteichelu, Ach Bayoyim Arishoyin Tashpisu Sar Mibateichem, Ki Kol Oichel Chometz V'nichreso HaNefesh Ahimi Yisrael, Miyoyim Harishon Ad Yoyim Ashi. So this is the Pasuk that mentions the Mitzvah of Tashpisu. You have to get rid of your Chometz. Ach Bayoyim Arishoyin Tashpisu Sar Mibateichem. Why? Ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrusa. So said Rav Nosson Adler, the pasuk is giving the time of the cross. It's explaining why there's a mitzvah to say tashbisu. Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu sar mibateichem. Why? Number one, ki kol oichel chametz. Everybody eats chametz. It's loy b'dili minei. Everybody eats chametz. So because everybody eats chametz, we have to be machmer. V'oid v'nichrusa nefesh ahi mi Yisrael. There's a chiv karis. It's very chomer if you eat it. So the reason there's an iser, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu is to prevent you from eating chametz. And that's what the Torah is saying. Because everybody eats chametz. And if somebody eats chametz, it's v'nichrusa nefesh ahi mi Yisrael. So zokta chilgach samsoif v'yesh lahosif. He says, I want to be moisif. He said, because the truth is that there's a very stark akasha on this toisus and this ran. So why can't you have any chametz in your house on Pesach? Midrabbanon, bedikas chametz. It's because people eat chametz the whole year. He says, if that's the case on Yom Kippur, you should have to get rid of all the food in your house. He says, why should you have to get rid of all the food? Because like the deal me now. You have a whole house stacked with kosher food. So luchayra, you have to get rid of all your food. No? Isn't that a good taina? I think the teretz is, Yom Kippur is one day. One day, mekenzich anetzegeven. One day, mekenzich anhalten. Hopefully you're in shul. But, you know, one day you can figure it out. The problem with Pesach is it's 7 days. And because it's 7 days, it's longer. And therefore, Chazal were more worried. So he said, that's the last words of the Pasuk. Why? Because everybody eats chametz. And chametz is very chomer, because v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahim yisrael. And when is there an issa to eat chametz? Miyoyim harishayim v'adyoyim ha'shvi. If you eat it from the first day to the seventh, you'll be chayv. Oh, that's the case. So it's 7 days. 7 days is different from Yom Kippur. So in 7 days, it's going to be an issue. And then he says that as it relates to this kasha of what's the difference between chametz on Pesach versus having food in your house on Yom Kippur, he says the Talmud Echad, one of my Talmidim, Rab David Leib, Neiro Yoyer, that's what he says. Echad Tzadik Levracha. The Talmud Echad David Leib, Hoysef Tamacher. He said he wanted to say a different reason, maybe why Yom Kippur is different than Pesach. A posh desvara. Pesach, you're allowed to eat everything, right? Practically, other than chametz. Chametz is not something you're allowed to eat. But other than that, you're allowed Yom Kippur, you can't eat anything. So he said there's a fundamental difference. He said, on Yom Kippur, what do you worry? You know you're not allowed to eat. So you know you're not allowed to eat. You're not going to eat. The problem with Pesach is you could eat. So you're going to open up your pantry. You're going to want to take food out. If you're going to see a gluska yofa, you may eat it. Because you're in the mode of eating. You're sitting down to eat lunch now. So there's a good concern you can eat it. On Yom Kippur, there's no concern. So the Chasam Sofer said that the pshat of David Leib is also merumas in the Pasuk. Because what's the beginning of the Pasuk? Shivas yomim matzah yisteichelu. Ach, b'yoyim harishayim tashbisu sar mibateichem. He said, that's the Akdama. Shivas yomim matzah yisteichelu. You're allowed to eat matzah. You're not fasting. Yes, eating whatever you want to eat. Mikol tov. It's just chametz you're not allowed to eat. Oh, but being that, Shivas yomim matzah yisteichelu. So you're allowed to eat. Therefore, ach, b'yoyim harishayim tashbisu sar mibateichem. Why? Ki kol oichel chametz. Because everybody always eats chametz. Like b'dilim inay. V'nichris on nefesh ahim yisrael. And if you're eating it, be chayiv karis. And this is not just one day. It's b'yoyim harishayim ad yoyim ha'shvi. So he says the two knetches that the Rav Nosson Adler said based on the Ran and his Hoysafa Miyem Arishan Adyem Ashvi and then the Hoysafa based on the Pshat of David Leiv, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. But either way, Ayin Shom, this is what the Chasam Sofer says in Torah's Moshe. As it relates to the fact that the Torah said Tashbisu, Bayirah, Bayimatzeh, so we're saying now the way the Chasam Sofer brought it out, B'shem his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, that it's related to the fact that chametz is something that people eat the whole year. Chametz is also something that's very, very chamer. You're eating everything but this that you always eat. That's why the Torah, on the Torah level, this is literally on the biblical level. Tashpisu, Bayura, Bayimatzeh, Chazal and Moisef on that, and according to Tosfos, and Chazal said that's why even after you do bitul chametz, you still have to do bedikas chametz. It's interesting that the Radvaz, oh, we'll skip the Radvaz. We'll save the Radvaz for another day. We're familiar with the Sefer Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim. Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim is a Sefer that was written by one of the Bali Tosfos, Rav Yaakov Mimirosh. He was one of the Bali Tosfos, and he used to write down Shailos. He would have a dream, and in his Cholim, it was Niskala to him what the tshuva was. And he sat down, he wrote all these tshuvas. It's what we know now as Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim. The Chidah, in a few places, says that there were people throughout the generations that confused Rabbeinu Yaakov, the author of the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim, with Rabbeinu Tam. And people attributed the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's name was also Yaakov. That's why it was called Rabbeinu Tam. Miloshin Yaakov Ishtam. But he said it was a mistake, and certainly it wasn't Rabbeinu Tam. But either way, it was one of the Bali Tosfos. One of the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim, he writes as follows: Va'oid sha'alti al chametz bePesach im halacha kedivrei agoyim she'oisa b'mashu chametz in Pesach. If you have it in a taruvos, so we're going to learn sugyas later, whether it's oiser b'mashu or whether it's only oiser b'noisim tam. Ordinarily, if you have machalas asuros and it gets mixed up in a taruvos, so it's oiser, but it's oiser b'noisim tam, right? If 60, 100, whatever the shear is, it's only oiser b'noisim tam. Chametz is a mandama that holds as oiser b'mashu. So this was what the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim, this was the question that he asked. He asked, literally, Shamayim. What's the halacha? Chometz bePesach. Halacha kedivrei agoyim she'oseh b'mashu. Oy im halacha kedivrei acholken olav va'omrim b'noisim tam. So this was the answer. Hein emes chafatzti batuchos u'besasim chachma toyeni. Mitzvahs matzo u'mitzvahs chometz hareim ha'mitzvah she'nitnu li'Yisrael t'chivo. V'kiblu aleim b'hava u'b'chivo. The mitzvah of matzah and chometz were the first mitzvahs given to the Yidden. It was in the Mitzrayim. And when the Yidden were mekabalit, they were mekabalit ba'ahavu u'b'chivu. And it's for that reason, the chmiru behem b'kloleim u'b'frateim. That's why you find so many chumras when it comes to chametz amatzah. Haloi tira, shehichmer ha'kasa b'chomet shlo yirov lo yimotzeh. Ma she'enkeim b'chol lo yisurim shebetoyre chutz mi'avoy dezoro. She'kasu ba lo yitovi toyeva el be'secho v'chol ha'marech b'dikdu keyem ma'richin lo yama v'shnoisa. This is what the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim said. He said that you're supposed to be machmer. This was the response that was given to him. And the reason you're supposed to be machmer is because mitzvahs matzah, mitzvahs chametz, hareim, mitzvah shenitnu lehem tchila, v'kiblu aleim b'hava u'b'chiva. And being that the Yidden were mekabel b'hava u'b'chiva, it's for that reason, echmiru b'hem v'chloleim u'proteim. That's why they were very, very machmer. The reason we find so many chumras when it comes to chametz, bayura, bayimotze, tashbisu, you did bitl, you still have to do bedika. What's the pnimiyas ha-toyra? What was niskala? It's one of the Bali Tosfos in the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim B'chaloyim. It's related to the fact that the mitzvahs of Pesach, the Yidden were makabel b'havu b'chibu. And because they were makabel b'havu b'chibu, that's why we find so many chumras. Now, it got very late, very early. But we don't really have time to go through this properly. But what's the connection between being makabel a mitzvah b'havu b'chibu and finding a lot of chumras? Very, very simple. When a person does a mitzvah because he feels obligated to do it, he does a mitzvah like an eved, that's either almanas l'kabel pras or shaloy almanas l'kabel pras. But at the end of the day, if you feel like an eved, okay, you do what you have to do. I have a job, I check off the box, this is what I have to do. But if you serve Hashem, you're always going to go the extra mile. You're always going to do more, right? That's pashit. Someone that wants is always going to do more. A chassid is someone that goes lefnei meshuras hadin. If you go through Perek Yud Ches in the Mesilas Yesharim, where the Ramchal talks about chassidus, he says, what's the yesod of chassidus? It comes from ahava. Misha oyeves habayri yisbaruch shmai ahava amitus. Lo yishtadu v'yechav and lifter atzmei b'mashik far mefursim min achoyver. Asher al Yisrael b'klal. Elo yikru lo yikmai sheyikru el ben oyev aviv. She'ilu yigalo aviv es daita gilui ma'atshu chavitz b'dovim min advarim kfar yarba ben b'dovrahu b'maisahu. Kol ma'atshu yuchol. A person is always going to try to do as much as he can, because that's the yisoid of a chassid. A chassid, when do you do more than you're supposed to do? When you have a haba and chiva. That's bashar. If you think about it for a second, it's bashar. That's what the Shailos Hatshuvos Min HaShamayim is saying, is that being the Klai Yisrael Mekabel, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of chametz, the mitzvah of matzah, ba'ahavu b'chiba, it's for that reason you find so many chumras. Hichmiru b'hem b'chloleyem u'befrateyem. So I was thinking maybe one ha'ara. And that is, we know that Klai Yisrael, when they were makabel the Torah, they said nasa v'nishma. So they were makabel the Torah out of fear. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them that I'll give you an ultimatum. And the other option wasn't a very good one. So much so that Chazal say, mikam meidor rabba le'ray, so that any yid, really, after nasa v'nishma, had a tainas oynas, he could tell David, what do you want? We were never really makabel the afal pikein. Hadir Kabluah b'meach Hashverish. When was the Hadir Kabluah b'meach Hashverish? After the Neis of Purim. So then the Yidden went and they were makabel the Torah b'ahava. So I was thinking, what was the first mitzvah that the Yidden did after Hadir Kabluah b'meach Hashverish? What was the first mitzvah they did? So Hadir Kabluah, so obviously you have the mitzvahs that you do every day. But what was the first mitzvah? What do you do on Purim? So now we celebrate Purim. But they didn't have Purim. They had Purim the next year. So what did they do? It was Hadir Kabluah b'meach Hashverish. What was it? What was it? Shloishim yoyim, kaidim lepesach, shoyim v'darshim v'hilchas ha-pesach. So after the Yidden with Mekabel Torah b'ahava, what did they jump into? Pesach. This was mamish history repeating itself. When the Yidden were Mekabel, the mitzvahs of Pesach, it's an Ershten Mol, they were Mekabel b'ahava u'b'chiba. And now when they were Mekabel, it's in Tzveitim Mol. They did it the second time. It was the same thing. They were Mekabel it on Purim again. They Purim, but the point is, there was also Shailim v'darshim. Right, that was the truth we spoke of from Shlomo Kluger in the Hakdama, that if someone asks a Rav, two Shailas on Purim, one is a Shail on Pesach, one is a Shail on Purim, which Shail is he supposed to answer first? He has a Shtark Etzad. You're supposed to answer the Pesach Shail first. It's in Yorah D'Yoyma, because Shailim v'darshim, Kaidim ha-Pesach, Lamid Yoy. But either way, the Yidden were Mekabel Torah b'ahava. And after the Makabel Torah b'ahava, immediately they went into Pesach. But I was thinking one more ha'ara, maybe. I'll be Pnimius HaTorah. We always speak out from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that even though we know sometimes the Tam HaMitzvah, certainly as it relates to the Rabbanon, but there's the Tam Nigla and there's the Tam Nista, right? That's what the Vilna Gaon said, that even though now there's no Nechashim and Akrovim, hashtag yesterday's daf, but even though we don't have all these creatures and the chuldes and all these kriche de gazachin, but at the same time, the Goyin held that you're not supposed to drink mashke megulim. Why? Because even though Chazal said the reason is because we're worried about tinochashim and agrovim, that was the tam nigla, but there's always a tam nister. The Vilna Goyin also said, we speak this out a lot in the daf, that when did all the derabbanons go into play? When did the rabbanons come into effect? There were no very, very few derabbanons. We just learned Masechta Zerim, Shleim HaMelech was Masechta, Erevin, Netil, Sidaev, a few random derabbanons that were Nogeya during Bayis Rishon. But when did all the derabbanons come in? It was in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. What's the Tam Nigla? What's Pashup Shah? Why was the Derabbanon suddenly now surfacing in the beginning of Bayis Sheni? Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And unless we make changes, it was understood that the same thing was going to happen all over again. So Chazal felt that we got the Beis HaMikdash back, but literally, Berachme Hashem. So we have to make sure that we're going to prevent ourselves from doing the same thing again. Don't make the same mistake. So how are we going to make sure we don't make the same mistake? So they went ahead and they made the Derabbanon. But I was thinking, maybe there's a Tam Nister. You know what the Tam Nister is? Is that what happened right before Bayis Sheni? Hadir Kibluah b'me'ach Hashverish. The story of Purim literally ushered in the second Beis HaMikdash, Ki Yodua. If you know the rest of the story, the whole Purim story played a tremendous role in the building of who built the second Beis HaMikdash? Dayovish. Who was Dayovish's father? Achashverish. Who was his mother? Esther, unbeknownst to many. Esther and Achashverish had a son, Dayovish, Darius. He was the one that built the second Beis HaMikdash. It played right in. But the point is that when Hadir Kibluah b'me'ach Hashverish, now the Yidden with Mekabel Torah b'ahava, what happens when you Kabel Torah b'ahava? That comes with chumras. That comes with midas chasidus. Oh, they were makabel Torah b'ahava. That's why you have the rabbanans. Up until the Purim story, the Yidden had the one Kabbalah Satoira. The Kabbalah Satoira Meira. They lived in a world of Mikam Maidor Rabbalay Raisa. In a world of Kabbalah Satoira Meira, you do what you have to do. I'm afraid I'm scared to death, so we're going to do what we have to do. Now, the Makabal Terebe Ahava, that's the Mesilas Hashem and Parakut Ches. That's the Shalas Achubas Min HaShemayim. That being that the Yidden were Makabal, the Mitzvah Pesach Be Ahava Ubechibo, is a Chmiru Behem Be Kloleim Ubefrateim. Because when a Yid feels the love, when a Yid feels that state of Ahava, then Yikra loy kamay she Yikra el bein oyev aviv she ilu yigala aviv as daito yigilui ma'at she uchavitz bedavim in advarim kvar yarba haben bedavar ahu ubemaisa ahu kol ma she yuchal v'av api she loy omro yoviv elu pam achas ubechatsi dibur. This is the shoyna yazov shalom esil sisharim hine day lo oisei haben lo hoven heichon daiti she loviv noita lasso is loy gamas ashe loy omro loy beferish kimen she yuchal lodum ba'atzmoy she yadavar hu nachas ruach lefonov loy yamtim she yitzav Yosef Eferish. Oisha Yomer Loi Pamacheres. Beautiful. This is the Ramchal talking. It says, when a person serves me Ahava, you do more and more and more. Yosef Yosef Mimasha Nitztava. And that's what Chasidus is. When the Yidden were Mekabel Terba Ahava, the Mea Chashverish, what did they do? That mitzvahs the Rabbanon. Because the Ahava said, now we're going to do Yosef Yosef Mimasha Nitztava. Up until that point, it was Mekamei Dei Rabbele Reise. It was Kofen Aleim Harti Gigas. So at that point, they did what they had to do. They were Dei Reise. You know what the Torah says? You have to do it. Shleim HaMelech. A few random takanas. But other than that, you didn't have the Rabbanon. But it was Hodi Kabluah B'Meach HaShverish. That led to Ahava. Oh, it led to Ahava. Now already you have all the Rabbanons. Maybe a Tam Nistar. A Tam Nistar as to why it is that all the Rabbanons surfaced in the beginning of Bayashem.